Concentric Power is the next generation provider of smart microgrid systems that adapts proven technology to create on-site dispatchable power using modular cogeneration systems. Brian Curtis is the founder and CEO of Concentric Power, with two offices, one in Campbell in the Bay Area and one in Salinas, which is in the Western Growers Association Center for Innovation and Technology on the ground floor of the Taylor Building in downtown Salinas.
Brian Curtis, good to be with you today on the California Ag Today podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And what we're working on is a sustainable infrastructure for ag and industry. And what that really means is we're building power plants and power infrastructure to really help all the fresh vegetables get to market efficiently.
Yeah, so what you do, you have a massive kind of plug-in type power plant that you can put in, you know, really easy to tie into any system and really provide a lot of power, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So our bread and butter is natural gas recip engines, and using the waste heat from those engines to drive a low temperature refrigeration process. So we've got some of those projects that have been operating. So that's kind of been our first toehold. And then more broadly, we're getting into larger infrastructure type projects that include not only the power generation, but some of the microgrid components of a system that would include switchgear and power distribution. And then we're also getting into other, to put it in power industry terms, distributed energy resources, which can include selectively solar and batteries and other components that can make a system really efficient and work well for the site host.
Yeah, so give me a typical use of Concentric Power. You know, let's say I know you have something over at Taylor Farms there in Salinas, and they are utilizing this. It's like a drop-in power plant right there in their line, huh?
Yep, that's exactly right. So we've got a site for Taylor Farms. It's actually at their Gonzales facility, and that's a 2-megawatt power plant that we built for them. It runs on natural gas and runs a low-temperature refrigeration process. So we plug directly into their refrigeration system on the ammonia side of things. And aside from that, which is, I think, interesting in itself, a big part of what we do and the value that we bring is in the intelligent controls and the algorithms that run the plant. Our plant can basically follow the load and the demand on site at any given time, taking into account the technical requirements, in other words, how much power do they actually need in this moment, but also the economic signals that we get from their own operations, as well as, for example, natural gas pricing, PG&E pricing, and those sorts of things. All those variables feed into our algorithm and run the plant at its most optimal spot.
So where that concentric unit is, that plug-in thing right there, that can help monitor the entire plant, because that's got the algorithms and making sure everything's running efficiently?
Yep, that's exactly right. So, and I'll take it one step further in that we are looking at the use side of things, or the demand side. In other words, how much power are they fundamentally needing to run their operations, whether that's vacuum tubes or processing lines and all that sort of stuff, as well as refrigeration, obviously. But we're also looking at some of their other on-site generation. So in the case of Taylor Farms and Gonzales, they have a really interesting site in that they have got our cogen plant that we put in, but they also have wind and solar there. So they've got 2 megawatts of cogen, almost 2.5 when you count the refrigeration side. Then they have 1 megawatt of solar on the roof and 1.8 megawatts of wind out in the field. And when you add it all up, it takes their facility somewhere in the range of 90% off the grid, and doing it with the most renewables that they could fit. And we're picking up the rest with our unit. And what's neat about it is the software and controls that we develop at Concentric are the brains of the whole system, and make sure it's all running at its best set points.
Yeah, peak performance, right?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't mind plugging some of the hiring that we're doing. You mentioned
sure.
Growth. We're definitely growing as a company. We're hiring engine technicians right now, as well as we've got several engineering openings, including software and controls engineers, electrical engineering, and other technical roles. And then we've also got some project management and construction management positions open. So those will be posted up on our website, and we're looking for great people.
Yeah, what's the website there, Brian?
It's concentricpower.com.
Brian, hey, this is exciting stuff. I hope you grow, and I think this is a way to the future. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you for having me.